This podcast is brought to you by MITEX, the Massachusetts Innovation and Technology Exchange, the region's premier association for thought leadership, technology trends, building business relationships, and professional training and development. For more information, go to www.mitx.org.
I'm Shirley Leung, the Sunday Business Editor, and here today we're with Peter Post, who is the Etiquette at Work columnist for The Globe. Every Sunday he writes a column in The Globe. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you very much for having me.
Today we're going to talk about business cards and what to put on them. I think we've got a reader who wrote in recently asking about what exactly should be put on his or her card. I think they had questions about whether you should put Esquire, or is it okay to put MD, or just a bachelor's degree, is that okay? What are your thoughts, Peter?
Typically, if it is got something specific to do with your job and it's a degree of from higher education, from an advanced degree type of a situation, a PhD type of a situation, those kinds of initials afterwards would be acceptable to put on. If you're going to put initials on, say a doctor is going to put MD after their name, they also would not include Dr. DR period before their name. And typically people, you know, don't do those words like Mr., Ms., Doctor, those kinds of things ahead of time or before their name. They don't put those into the business card. That's probably not appropriate. But letters afterwards, if they're part of an advanced degree, are acceptable.
So you shouldn't put any undergraduate degrees?
No, you don't see BS or BA after people's names. I have an MFA, but I don't do Peter Post MFA after my name. I think probably a doctorate level type of thing. The other people that do it sometimes is like a nurse might put RN after it as opposed to LPN in order to identify for people in the profession what her level of skill is in the nursing profession.
Now these days you can put a lot of other things on your cards. I mean, should you include a cell phone? Do you have to include your email? I mean, a lot of people have problems with spam.
Absolutely, people have problems with spam and stuff. But keep in mind what the business card is for. Really, it's a piece of paper you're giving somebody that gives them a way of identifying not only who you are, but how to get hold of you. Mm-hmm. And so, including things I think like your email address, like a cell phone number if you want to give them that. Some people don't want to give those out; they like to keep them private. But certainly, an email address today is something that people put on. Some people will put a website on as well, which it may almost be like a little bit of advertising, but it can be helpful if this is something that's been given to a person and it's a new contact, it's a prospect. It gives you a way of knowing how you can maybe go and take a quick look at what this company is all about. So I really don't mind having those extra types of things on. I look at the business card as something that you use to tell people how to be in touch with you, and therefore you really want to give them the different ways, the email, the cell phone, the regular phone, the fax number.
What about, I've gotten some pretty oddly shaped business cards and brightly colored ones. I've gotten one that's fluorescent orange. I've got ones that are circles. Is that a good or bad thing to make your business card stand out that way?
I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I think the only issue with it for me would be if it becomes inconvenient to the person you're giving it to be able to put into some kind of a business card holder type of a thing. But given that it helps you to stand out a little bit, in this world, that's what marketing's all about.
Great. Thanks a lot for your advice, Peter. Again, that was Peter Post. He writes the Etiquette at Work column every Sunday in the Boston Globe. If you have a question and you want Peter to answer it, write to bizmanners, BIZMANNERS, @globe.com.